Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's got the resume, couple of Super Bowls, three-time Pro Bowl. They got the win last night. It was a little tight, for actually a little harrowing for a while before they came back and they pulled it out. But we're talking about the Saints, one of their terrific defensive players, Malcolm Jenkins, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Malcolm, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, we can't complain. You guys can't either, getting another tough win against the surprisingly really good Chargers with a rookie quarterback. What'd you think about Justin Herbert and his, I guess it's now his third start. What'd you think about him?
Yeah, I was impressed, man. I think, you know, the two things I always look for in young quarterbacks is how do they deal with, you know, pressure. Like when you blitz them, how do they deal with that? And then how well do they take care of the football? And I think, you know, he does both really well. Obviously, he's a big quarterback. He's mobile. They run a little bit, you know, it can run a pro style offense, and then they start running, you know, zone reads and quarterback keeps and things like that. But, you know, he stepped up, and even when we did hit him, he didn't get rattled. Still made a bunch of, you know, throws that were, I thought, some really good throws, and he took care of the football. And so that's always a winning formula for a quarterback, and it's, you know, usually surprising when you see that from a rookie.
Yeah, you don't usually see that from rookie, which is why you usually, like, come after him. You blitz these young kids. And I got to wonder, you know, it's on him because he's played some really good teams over his first, you know, three starts. He only have one win, or first four starts, I should say. He only have one win. But, you know, when you go after a young quarterback and he responds the way that he did to you guys, does that catch you off guard? Because I wonder, I mean, there were two quick touchdowns, and then a third one later, that he looked like a pro, man. It didn't seem like he was just stepping into the NFL level.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wasn't surprised. Honestly, it's what I've seen on tape. You know, I didn't see him flinching when they were pressuring him in any of these other games. I saw him make big plays down the field, big arm, you know, against Tampa.
Yep.
And so you see, you know, these things, these tells that, you know, he's fine. Like, this game doesn't rattle him. You know, the pressure doesn't rattle him. And, again, he takes really good care of the football, which is the main, you know, part. I think that's the hardest thing for young quarterbacks to understand. The only thing I saw on film, you know, that I was a little bit, or as a defender, you get excited about, but as his teammates, I'm pretty sure I'd be concerned, is this, you know, he doesn't fly much.
Yes.
And so he takes a lot of hits. And whenever you're talking about a franchise quarterback, somebody who you're depending on, you don't want them taking too many hits.
Yeah, but you'd rather have to. Sorry, Malcolm.
You're excited about it, but that's the only thing I can knock. I have, but I was impressed.
No, I got you, and I'm sure you both of you guys would agree. As former players, I mean, you'd rather have a guy who's not afraid to lower the pads and kind of coach that out of him because it shows the toughness and all that stuff, rather than a guy who's, you know, who's, nobody's a wimp in the NFL. Certainly wouldn't imply that. You're playing in the NFL, you have some toughness to you. But you know what I mean. There's certain quarterbacks who are just not as tough as others. And I would think that you'd rather have a guy that, after a while, gets it and learns to slide, but he's got that youthful energy and he's not afraid to lower the pads and try to pop somebody, right?
No, I don't need that out of a quarterback.
Not at all. Not at all?
Not at all.
We've seen what it's done. Like, think about Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Unless you're Lamar Jackson.
Wow. Right, yeah. If you're fast enough to not get hit, yeah. I mean, okay. I don't want my quarterback taking hits.
All right. Well, so hopefully your quarterback doesn't take hits because he might break in half.
We're not even going to speak that into existence.
Of course not.
I rebuke that right now.
No, listen. Drew is an all-time great human being and an all-time great quarterback. We know that. We're talking about Malcolm Jenkins, by the way. But listen, I would be disingenuous if I didn't present to you what I presented to our audience. Now, I'm sure you'll refute this, and I'll respect it, but he's not the same guy, man. I mean, I look at the Saints offense, Malcolm, and it's, you know, last night, the first six possessions, 3, 4, 5 plays, punt, pick, punt, field goal. And I know that Michael Thomas isn't there, but I just don't see the same quarterback. No crime in that. He's 41. Is he still good enough to win the Super Bowl is what I'm asking. I'm worried. You tell me that I'm nuts.
So, well, I think there's a lot of games that will, you know, either prove you right or prove you wrong between now and the Super Bowl. I think Drew Brees is more than capable enough to win against any team in this league. Is he getting older? For sure. And I don't think anybody on this team right now, maybe besides Alvin Kamara, is really thinking that they're playing their best ball right now. I think as a team, there are a lot of things that we need to get better at. Last night was definitely a slow start, but I think the Drew Brees you saw on the back half of that game that led us down the field, you know, on back-to-back drives to get us in position to win, you know, he's more than capable of leading us to where we need to go as a team.
Yeah, no, I think that's without question. It's just a matter of how long he can do it. We also started the show, Malcolm, talking about Michael Thomas, your embattled wide receiver, it seems like. We don't know all the details, and I'm not going to expect you to comment on it. But Sean Payton.
Maybe you will.
Maybe you will, but it's more about just the implications. Sean Payton, you know, took a definitive action. Easily could have just said, Michael Thomas is out because his ankle is still acting up. He deactivated him because of a fight that apparently took place. One, did Sean handle that the right way? And I guess more importantly, in the locker room, how was it received and how was Michael being received after that?
Well, I think all of that stuff, you know, is obviously was handled and needed to be addressed. I think everybody's on board with Sean Payton's decision, but also I don't think there's any ill feelings or anything towards Mike. We know for us to get to where we need to be as a team, we need Michael Thomas on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he knows that, you know, in being accountable to his teammates. But, you know, sometimes things come up and they need to be addressed. We are not immune to that, and I think, you know, we'll do a good job of handling that as we move forward.
But as a teammate, are there things – like, because the way it was presented, Malcolm, it's that – I don't know, breach of trust, that might be a little bit too strong, but are there things that he needs to show the team that he's still all in?
No, I don't. I mean, not from my seat. I think everybody knows, you know, that we are all highly competitive athletes, and Michael is one of those guys who is always, you know, on edge and plays, you know, with that chip on the shoulder. But I think all of us need to also understand, you know, where those lines are that we can't cross. And, you know, for us, we've counted on them before. So one mistake doesn't change how we feel about our teammates. We know where his heart is. We know he wants to he's a huge part of his team and wants to be part of the reason that we have success. And he will be.
Yeah, no, and Michael, Malcolm, it's interesting when you talk about Michael, because with him and Drew and Alvin Kamara, who you just mentioned, the defense's side of the ball, which has done so well. I mean, we've been talking about the Saints for the last 3 years. This team it's viable. It should have a shot at the Super Bowl at a title. But are you guys starting to feel an urgency? I mean, obviously you got one in Philly, but are you guys starting to feel an urgency, because that window with Drew is closing, and you never know what's going to happen with really anybody in any season. Are you guys feeling an urgency?
Yeah, I think there's definitely an urgency to have been as close as this team has been in the last, you know, three seasons, to win as many games as they've won, but not have gotten to the one that actually counts. I think haunts everybody. And when you look at our roster, you look at the guys that we have in the room, you recognize that you have an opportunity. But that's all it is an opportunity unless you take full advantage of it. So I think there is an urgency for us to win games, but that urgency can't change the process. We've never been a team that focuses all the way, to the Super Bowl in week 4 or 5. We take it one game at a time, stack up as many wins as you can, and then eventually you'll get to your goal. So our biggest thing right now, the focus and the urgency, is how do we improve from week to week? And there's a lot of things that we need to improve on as a team. And so that's really where the urgency is. How do we attack each week?
So we're talking to Malcolm Jenkins, and we know you're doing some stuff with Old Spice. We'll certainly talk about that in a minute. I do think that the NFL fans would love to hear a guy who's respected, a guy who's been around 12 years like you have, multiple Super Bowls, a couple of Pro Bowls as well. What have you seen? We hope that he doesn't play because that means that something happened to Drew. But behind the scenes, Jameis Winston, I'll call it the rehabilitation of Jameis Winston. We both like him.
Yeah.
We think he's got a great personality. He's an affable young man. He's got to tighten up some mechanical things, or at least what he thinks he can do. But his talent's undeniable. Is he just kind of chilling and coasting, or do you sense that he's really using this time with Drew and with Coach Payton, so when he's unleashed next year, wherever it might be, he's going to be a flat-out bowler? What are you seeing from Jameis?
I mean, right now, I see a guy that's fully committed to his role on the team right now. So whether that's, if that's our backup quarterback and he's taking scout team reps, he's trying to make us better as a defense, and continuing to develop. I see somebody committed to really developing his own skills and putting in the work after practice and kind of having this idea that when his opportunity comes, whenever that is, that he'll be ready. But I also see somebody who's still contributing, as a leader. He hasn't let this moment, where he went from being, top draft pick to starting quarterback, leader, to now being, further down on the roster. He's still very vocal. He's still the biggest hype man we got on the team. He's, encouraging, his teammates and very, very engaged. And I think that's something that, to me, I have a lot of respect for, because, I've seen many players who aren't happy with their role or aren't happy where they are, really take that into a negative direction. But, yeah, man, he's a positive personality in our locker room, and nice. definitely happy to have him.
Yeah, we like him. We like him, right? All right, T, you and I both like him a lot.
That's good to hear. All right, Malcolm, we all know that obviously you're a great football player. You've had unbelievable success as a safety, a Super Bowl champion. But you've now joined this initiative with Old Spice, and I'm an Old Spice guy, so I love this. But this is fantastic. 10-year initiative to help all young guys feel confident in their own skin and help impact positively U.S. high school graduation rates. Tell us a little about this partnership with Old Spice.
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, I've used Old Spice a lot, but I'm more excited to partner with them in this 10-year initiative to raise the graduation rates for young men, and even more importantly, to really create some dialogue and safe spaces for Black boys to feel comfortable in their own skin. And we've done that through a few screenings with young men with the film Black Boys that I'm executive producer on, mm-hmm. that really kind of dives into the humanity and the spectrum of humanity of Black boys and how it's under attack as early as elementary school all the way through adulthood, and just really being able to showcase who we are and our creativity, our intellectualism, our physical bodies, our emotions, all of those things. Black boys don't oftentimes get to see that represented in themselves. And Old Spice is doing a great job of creating some conversations. We popped in on some high school kids earlier virtually and just had dialogue and hear high school kids talk about, the need for mental health and the need and how it feels when, they walk into spaces and they know that people are afraid of them. Simply because they're Black boys, and what that does to their confidence, what that does to how they see themselves. These are conversations that we don't talk about that often, and sometimes they're a little bit, they're less in your face. They're not as overt as what we think racism looks like, but they're very, very impactful. And so hopefully through the film Black Boys, which is streaming on Peacock. You know, we'll continue to create the dialogue that we need. And as we create these safe spaces, we also focus, you know, with Old Spice on how do we create success by raising the graduation rate.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing initiative. And you founded this company, Listen Up Media, a couple of years ago. Black Boys is your first project here. It's airing on Peacock Thursday, I believe. So 2 days, and you can stream it on Peacock. So just go find it in partnership with Old Spice, which is fantastic. But Listen Up Media is interesting to me, Malcolm. I know that your voice has been one of the more prominent ones with the social justice movements going around the National Football League. What else are you planning with your voice? And it's either through your media company, you individually, you know, what's next for you? Not that I'm pushing you into retirement, but you know what I mean? I feel like there's always growth with you. I know this cause we've done some events with you, and everybody loves your energy, your initiative. What's next?
Yeah. The reason I started Listen Up was because I was frustrated in how, you know, my voice was being carried through the media. You know, I want to deliver this message, but, you know, the quotes get chopped up, or mm-hmm. they don't deliver it in the way that you want, or they only highlight a certain part. And so I wanted to take control of my own narrative, and that's why I started Listen Up Media. Black Boys being the first project that we came on. But I'm really, really excited to create Black Girls, because I think Black Girls have a unique intersectionality of not only just the racism and systemic racism that affect all Black people, but also sexism and things that affect women, and kind of that overlapping oppression that they deal with is very unique, and I want to highlight that. But I'm also working on another documentary dealing with the disparities in wealth between African Americans and white Americans, and how, you know, our history that we like to throw in the past is very much connected to today. And so it's really just about, the goal is how do we tell compelling, you know, stories about, you know, things that are affecting us as a society, but not just documentaries and the heavy hitting stuff, but how do we showcase, you know, how do we tell Black stories and about the creatives, about the emotions, the, you know, intelligence, you know, or the variety of us. And because oftentimes we only see, you know, ourselves as subhuman or superhuman and nothing in between. And I think that's very, very important, not only for Black people, but for everyone to be able to see Black people in their spectrum of humanity, knowing that we're not monolithic, that we have huge variations of who we are, and we want to express and be able to boldly be who we are as an individual in a society that really, you know, hasn't always allowed us to be just us.
Listen, I mean, Super Bowl champ, obviously a really good player, but it's, as we've known for a long time, using these platforms for a lot of good. It's good having you on the show, man. Best of luck with the project. Send us some Old Spice swag. I'm a fan too, man. It goes back to my grandfather back in the day. I like Old Spice. Where's our stuff, man?
We got you. We'll
I love it.
Michael, thank you, Malcolm.
Malcolm, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, definitely. Good luck to you, man. Good having you back on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.